Now, what happened? Verse 4, so there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down, wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. Now the very interesting thing here is, they're defeated. The flesh has defeated them. And they were victorious at Jericho. Why? Because of the fact they're not using the tactics that God gives them. You can't use the same tactics to overcome the flesh that you do to overcome the world. Now, they didn't recognize their weakness. The problem today with a great many is they do not know their weakness. Paul learned that he says, I know that within me there dwelleth no good thing. Have you found that out, friend, Christian friend? Have you found out that there's no strength, no power in you whatsoever? You cannot live the Christian life. And I have news for you. God never asks you to. God would like to live it through you. And in the 7th of Romans, you see a man that discovered there's no good thing in the old nature. And he found out something else. He says, to will is present with me, but how to perform it I find not. And he even found out there's no power in the new nature. To will, the new nature wants to live for God, but it doesn't have the power to. So in the 8th of Romans, the Holy Spirit is brought in. And it's only, friends, when we're filled by the Holy Spirit of God. And we're going to see here how that's done. Now, what happens here? They're defeated at Ai. And notice Joshua. And Joshua rent his clothes, fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord unto the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and he put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side Jordan. The fact of the matter is that I think we've heard this little song before. These are the blues that he's singing, and he learned them out in the wilderness because that's what the people out there sang. But Joshua didn't sing them then. But now he can't understand why he's lost the battle, and he rends his clothes, and he cries out. Now listen to him. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it and shall environ us round and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name?